This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
The frustration, I think, on both ends really, really showed. It showed, you know, when we would wake up in the morning, like it's like, okay, here he is. Okay, here she is. Oh, was that showed? I think there was just this, you know, maybe not.
No, you pout. Like, okay. You pout. Like when you were not getting your way, you literally, I'm not saying I don't pout too, but you literally pouted. And I was looking at you, I was like, I was just done with him. I was like, you're going to sit here and pout over something I can't give you. I'm like, whatever, boy, bye. And I would just do my thing. So I'm like, I can't tend to you. I already have one child. Got out of a marriage because I felt like I'm sure people can come for me on that end. But I'm literally like, I'm a grown adult. You're a grown adult. We're coming together. We have great communication. Stop being a spoiled brat and just listen to him. It was like, we literally just kept butting heads.
I'm saying the same thing. And honestly, it's the same. You guys see, again, we've talked about it before. You see the social media side, not just for us, but people in general. Everybody puts the happiness out there, the birthday parties, the smiles, the whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody puts all this out there. But this is real. This is where, why we do this.
Right. And we'll get there. Life. We'll get there. But I'm not putting it out in the middle of us being through it because I once again feel like, yes, it's very public, but I want to deal with this. And I know we want to deal with this by ourselves first. And then it's okay to say, okay, this is what we dealt with. Here's how we got through it. You know, this is what we're doing. So I'm thankful that we're in the spot that we're in. I feel very blessed. I feel everything is for a reason. But we had the conversation with our friend, each of us did. And you know, Josh was just like, look, you know, I'm sorry. This is how I was feeling. This. And so the fact that he was able to stop, apologize, and say, hey, hang on a second. I didn't mean it this way. This is what I need, and this is why. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel one. I didn't feel this. I didn't feel that. That made me stop in my tracks, too, and say, I'm not going to lie to you guys, and you can call this stubborn or not. I still told him, I'm like, I didn't have it at that point. Now, what sucked is after that last day of September, I had it. And I was trying to explain to him, once this month is over, I will have it. And it wasn't good enough. And I'm like, then if you can't understand, how is this going to work in the future if I have a busy week? And we've had this conversation from almost minute one. What if I have to travel and I'm gone for a week? What are you going to do? Are you going to be able to handle that? Are you not going to be able to handle that? Are, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, there's hard questions that I've asked him. Like, are you going to be okay? What if I can't talk to you for an entire day? Are you going to be, oh, she doesn't love me. Let me go find someone else.
I'm going to die, to be honest with you. I'm going to die.
But I've had all these questions and concern as an independent person. Being with someone that's not as independent, it's like, okay, are you going to start looking for something else if I can't talk to you for an entire day and I'm gone for a week? Or what if I'm gone for a week and then it's your weekend with your kids after that? So we haven't seen each other for 2 weeks and we can't FaceTime or talk as much. Then what? If you are a person that needs to be around your person all the time, then what? Like, that's a valid, valid question from someone who can see, wait a minute, this person needs to be around more than not, then what happens? So
I think that's the thing too of the, what you just talked about is need and want. I didn't feel needed, but you wanted me there and that communication was off. It's the same thing. Do I need to be around you 24/7?
Yes.
No.
You lie.
Do I want to be there? No, I don't need to be. Well, here's the thing. It couldn't have come at a better. You don't ever want to go through stuff as a couple. You don't want to go through stuff with your family. You don't want to go through stuff with friends, whatever that is. But it couldn't have come at a better time, honestly, with, you know, ending of your month and where things were and the conversations and how it worked. Mm-hmm. Because, again, owning my stuff of expectations, I see, okay, too high for where we are. We're too grown. We've been through too much stuff. We have this public relationship. We have great communication. We have great everything. And where's my expectations? Do I need this? Like you said, you just joked, yes, you need to be around me 24/7. I don't. And as you, I want to be there. I want you to want me to be there, but the same thing on the communication, the same thing there. So that was a huge eye opener. Want and need and listen and hear. Those were two things too. And it's just the expectation. I think that was, those were huge things that I knew that I stepped back and realized on my end, like, okay, like things are okay. Things are good. I need to pull back a little bit on this as far as expectations and let you do the things that you were, you know, I don't know if convicted is the right word or your thought process, because you process things a whole lot. Slower is not the right word, but you completely maybe, and it takes you a little more time than I'm used to or even that I do. So what?
Yeah, because you're kind of like, oh, I thought that it's this. And I'm like, yeah, but did you think about this scenario and that scenario? And what about that? And what if that happens? And you're like, no, wait, really? Like, you think through all that? Well, I'm like, well, yeah, I want to make sure I'm completely thinking through what is going on. So when I came to you and said, I don't have that, I've already ran every, you know, freaking scenario through my head of how can I scrape time here? Or how can I do this? Or how can I do that? And it was like, listen, you're just going to have to bear with me until this month is over. And look, you're still going to bed with me. You're still waking up with me. We're still doing this. We're still going on our walk. We're still, you know, all these little things. We're going to have to find the time in the moments that I have available. And someday it's going to be switched and reversed and whatever, but we're going to have to find that. And I got scared and I would, maybe scared is the right word, because consistency is key. It's been rare for me to have someone that's been super consistent. So when he started this, I need your time, I need your time, I need your time, I'm like, whoa, this is coming out of where and left field. And then it was so incessant that I'm like, I've never seen this either.
It was consistent.
Shit, it was. Consistently enough. I was like, oh my Lord, have mercy. I'm like, babe, we've talked about this constantly. I'm like, where is this coming from? Yeah. So that was new for me to learn that side. And I was like, I don't like it. I can't do that.
Yeah. And I think it was, you know, for me on my end to speak through, it's that, you know, not feeling worthy, not feeling, and you guys can go through however you want to, you know, my therapist and I have talked about that. Like, Josh, you are, like, we all are worthy
I was mad when he said that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've never said that to you. I've never made you feel that way. Like, what the heck? And he's like, well, just because, like, you didn't, you know, the time or whatever. And I'm like, look, I is not how I feel. And we've talked through a lot of that, because anyone in my past, and I know this will resonate with a ton of people, anyone in my past, if they would have acted that way and kicked and screamed and stomped and not understood, I'd be like, boy, bye. And then I would have been done. I wouldn't have come back and be like, okay, well, what, why? Like, it would have just been like, you should see this, you should know this, I'm done, I don't have time for this. So to let it go on for a couple of weeks, and then eventually it's like, I'm done. Normally it would be like, okay, this has been going on for a little bit, you know, I'm finished. But to let it go on and then to say, you're just not hearing me, it, just, we're done. We took, what, that day and a half, whatever. Well, I think it was like a day. Spoke with our friend, and that was out of the blue. Like, neither of us even knew we were going to be talking to that friend that day, like, at all. But for you to be able to just stop and be like, wait a second, that's not it. It then allowed me to say, listen, it's unfortunate because today I had all the time in the world. Tomorrow I'm going to have all the time in the world. And Monday I'm going to have all the time in the world. So if you could have just hung on for a couple more days and listened and heard what I was telling you, is I had it, just not that 2 week span or 2 week, 2.5 week, 3 week span, whatever. I just didn't have it then. But to also be able to take a step back and hear him saying, this is how I felt. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel this. I didn't feel that. I was able to pause and say, I love this man. And the fact that he's able to communicate this now. But I did say, for everyone out there, I did say, I can't do this again. Nor do I want to. So we have to be able to figure out whatever this is. Because if I'm telling you, it's very hard for me to tell someone I cannot do something. So if I'm telling you I cannot do it, that's me being extremely vulnerable, and you're going to have to accept that. And if you're telling me that you need something else, you're going to have to dissect it a little bit more for me. If you're feeling unloved or unwanted or unworthy, that's what you need to say to me versus, I want your time, I want your time, I want your time. So I think that both of us learned a ton.
A ton. And everybody's going to probably be like, okay, this seems so simple. And like I said before, it was simple, but I think timing is everything. You can call it a God thing, you can call it a God wink, you can call it fate, luck, whatever whatever. But happening at the right time, and then us being able to look, we're athletes, we're parents, we have a drive, we work hard, we play hard, we love big, we hurt big, we both do all of those things. But to sit, neither one of us wants to quote unquote lose or whatever. So stepping back, and you said it, learned a ton just from those couple of days. And y'all, the less independent person, when an independent person tells you they need space, they can't do this, you have to fix this, the amount of stress, the amount of anxiety, the amount of worthlessness, all of those things, that's what I felt in those couple days. But what didn't deter me, one, from talking to our friend, two, from listening to our friend, being stubborn, being whatever, and three, going, okay, I love this woman. I think it's truly a God thing that we were brought into each other's life when we got brought into each other's life as friends a year and a half ago. There were all of the things that you guys now know. What is it that I can do? Because I can't do your part. I can only do my part. Mm-hmm. And I can understand your part and be a whole lot better with the communication on my end, the delivery. Because let's be honest, us men don't have the best delivery. Gentlemen, figure out a way to present what you're presenting in a way that your person can understand it, instead of how because we just think through it and this is what we're going to say. Y'all, you gotta be gentle. You see, like, you gotta be gentle with how you say things and take into, this is what I've learned. Not that I didn't take your feelings into consideration. Not that I ever wanted to dismiss those. Not that I ever wanted to do that. But it's the reaction back or the way things are said back. And I think men, we have to do better at that. And I say it all the time too, whether you see me live or videos or podcasts or whatever it is, men, a lot of the issues in relationships would be fixed if the man would present differently, listen, or better yet, hear rather than listen, present differently and present it in a better light. A lot of those things would be, men's mental health would be fixed. The women's frustration with us men would be fixed. A lot of that stuff would be fixed. So that's a lot of things that I took away from it. Am I perfect? No. Are we going to disagree? Sure.
Right.
But what I'm learning is her love language, her language, her, you know, her argument language, my argument language, our disagreement when we get to a certain point in the conversation. You know, there's all of those things that we're learning 6 months and some change in. And I couldn't be more thankful, obviously, for, you know, our friend first and foremost, but just for the, just for us. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of us for, one, taking that step back, because we're both high emotion. We're both like, no, this is, and we both, y'all, I'm stubborn too. I know she says she's stubborn. I'm stubborn too. But we both dig our heels in because we're both passionate, one, about how we should be treated, how we want to treat each other, how we want the world to be treated, how we want to treat all of those things, instead of just stepping back and going, hey, this is actually what I was trying to say. I apologize if it didn't come across that way. I don't want you to, whatever that is. So,
and it was so, it was received so much differently with me because I was able to take that step back myself and say, okay, this is what he was, other than just, oh, I need your time, I need your time, everybody else is getting it, I'm not. It was almost like a kid saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. And I'm like, and I explained that to him. I'm like, hey, when you do this to me, it's like this kid jumping up and down needing my attention. I'm like, Josh, you're the adult here. You're the only person that can understand that I can't give it. Like, you need to please figure that out. And I think that both of us learning, you learning to be with someone like ultra independent, and me learning to be with someone that I'm not going to say needy, because I know that's the word we've been trying to like stay away from, be with someone that's not as independent. So it's a whole different mindset, because in my head, I'm like, well, yeah, I would like that, but I don't have to have it. You know, like, yeah, I would like to spend some quality time together, but I know that we don't have it. So it is what it is. Like, I look at it that way. And I have to take a step back and be like, okay, well, this is what he needs. Now, I don't want people to think throughout these few weeks like nothing was going on. We still were doing our best. Like, we'd go on walks. He would go on little trips with me to pick up things or do whatever.
Yeah, and still did our thing.
Yeah, we still did that stuff. And it was just carving out an hour just for him. And sometimes it's hard because he gets here. My son is supposed to be with his dad on Wednesdays and Fridays. It doesn't always happen that he's with him on Fridays, especially if he's traveling. So Wednesday nights, you know, Josh and I kind of have together, but I still have to work. And then Thursdays, he has to work and I have my son. And then Friday, depending whether I have my son or not, I still have to work. So there's a lot of these things going on. And we're like, okay, we're just going to have to navigate through. Maybe we do schedules now that that hard month was over for me. Maybe we do schedules, what have you. But I am finding myself kind of in the same predicament again. I'm giving more time and other things are suffering. You know, like, it is what it is. So I'm just going to have to find this balance. But learning that my thought process is get the shit done. Like, as a mom, you're like, I got this, and I got 75,000 things going on. How can I get that list to 74,000 things? That's just not how a guy works.
You're a list person. So, and your list, as people know, that you're a list person, your list don't, they just continue. So it's a daily list, it's a whatever list.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that, I think a lot of people don't realize what you just said with the schedules. Like, they see, hey, you're live on whatever day, whatever day. Okay, Josh must be in Virginia. Or they see me live, like, oh, you're in your kitchen. Why are you not at Heather's? But what people don't understand is the long distance is one thing. That throws
a wrench into everything. Yeah, it's rough, yeah.
But then you have kids and exes and work and not, you have all those things. And I think that's where you said it. We've got to do it. We're going to, and we have in the last, 10 days, 9 days, 8 days, whatever it is that we've kind of been like, okay, like, this is, but do a better job of realizing each other's needs of, hey, he's just going to have to let me work. And hey, he looks like, or he sounds like, or it sounds like to me he needs, or, you know, co-needs, or we're doing a better job of that.
And I think I can gauge that with co very easily, right? And I'll say it to you, like, I got to give some quality time to co tonight. Like, I wanted this, I wanted that. Like, it's got to be quality time. So I gauge that with him, and I'm learning that with you as well. And yep. To kind of end on this, just know, as all this is going on, there are still, in the back of my head, even though I'm very independent, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I want to get this little thing for Josh. And I'll do it. I'll get it. In the midst of being insanely busy, I'll get it. I'll order it. It'll show up. And he'll be like, oh, that's what that? Oh, okay. So it's like, those are also little reminders to him of, I'm still thinking about you throughout my crazy busy day, but I popped on Amazon and got this, or I got your coffee. He has a little coffee station now, right? So all of those little things are happening continually as our relationship is growing. But sometimes that's all I might have in my tank of, I know I'm busy, I'm on a Zoom call, I'm on this, I'm on that, but I'm on my phone maybe on the side doing something nice for him because I can't really give him my time. So it's all about figuring things out. And I'm thankful the last whatever, however many days have been back to normal and understanding, and we know that we both have to continue to learn each other, and I guess just how we are. And I think the key is not to change one another, but to help each other understand. Because if he were to try and change me or me change him, you're not who I fell in love with. I wouldn't be who you fell in love with. And one day we would both wake up and be miserable and say, we are not who we're supposed to be.
Well, we've said it before you end, relationships take work. You guys have heard both of us say that. It's not just our relationship. It's not just your relationship, family, kids. Relationships are work, period. You got to do your work on your side. You just have to.
And we're not going to come on here and lie to you guys and be like, everything has always been so peachy keen. Legitimately, we look at this as we are working through things. You know, you're going to see the highs, you're going to see the lows, you're going to see everything in between that we feel comfortable sharing, but we're not going to come on here and be like, everything is always perfect, because that's not fair. Because then we set this precedence of people thinking, well, my relationship has to be perfect all the time. No arguments, no disagreements, no turmoil. That's not the case. We're both human. It's going to happen. The fact is we both love each other fiercely, and we are open to hearing what each other has to say, and we're respecting what each other has to say. So you need to make sure you find a person that is willing to go those lengths in a relationship. And on that note, we're out.
We out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.